Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, great, ma'am. Thank you. Well, my first question to you, ma'am, that we would like to know, is, do you or anyone or any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, Okay. And moving on, ma'am, as you're aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, ma'am, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for a Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 28th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote? I'm sorry?
I'm going to try to vote.
Okay, ma'am. And we would like to know as well, ma'am, in which party, which political party would you say you're registered?
I'm independent.
No problem. All right, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am, well, what would you say is your main racial background?
I'm white.
All right. Would you say your age is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75?
56 to the right.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Excuse me?
Do you feel things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
They can't find a wrong track just for the fact that we are too many people.
You said wrong track in that case, ma'am?
Yeah, too many people. There is not that they can't solve. Too many people. It's too wonderful. Everyone moves to Florida.
Okay. And from the following list, ma'am, which one would you say is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your life better? For example, ma'am, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, ma'am, flooding, sea level rise, environmental resiliency.
Crime is always a good thing to be able to track.
Okay.
All right.
No problem. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for my Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely voting for the Democratic candidate? Probably voting for the Democratic candidate? Or are you just leaning slightly towards them? Or would you say you're
leaning towards a Republican?
You're leaning towards the Republican candidate. No problem, ma'am. I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami across the country that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. If you have no opinion, you can tell me as well. For example, Donald Trump, ma'am, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them?
Extremely favorable. He's the best.
No problem. Joe Biden, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, ma'am. Vicky Lopez. Okay. Vicky Lopez, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable. Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Alfonso Alfidio?
What's the party? Do you know Vicky Lopez parties?
Oh, no. The survey doesn't indicate, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I was asking you, Alfonso Alfie Leon, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, no problem. What about Joe Sanchez? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards
him? What is the name again?
Joe Sanchez.
I don't know who.
Okay. What about Eileen Higgins? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Unfavorable.
Would that be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I think I have a favorable one.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Maria Elvira Salazar? Would you say I have
a favorable?
Very favorable. Carlos Jimenez, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Kind of unfavorable.
Would you be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
What about Joe Carollo? Would you say I have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Not favorable.
Very or somewhat?
somewhat.
What about Francis Suarez? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him? Okay, ma'am.
Very favorable.
What about Miguel Soliman? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him? Okay.
Don't know him.
Okay, Fabian Basabi, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Don't know him.
Okay, what about Daniela Levine Cava? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
No commitment. I don't know anything about her.
No problem. Rosie Cordero Stutz, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I don't know much about her.
No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses. Just going to ask you a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. I'll be quick. So the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Joe Carollo.
Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Soliman?
Miguel Soliman.
Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfie Leon?
Alfie Leon.
Okay, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
You say somewhat or strongly?
No, I disapprove somewhat.
Somewhat approve?
Disapprove.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Thank you so far for your responses. I'm going to give you some statements about Eileen Higgins. I just want you to tell me if that makes you more or less likely to vote for her in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. I'll be very quick. The first one says, Eileen Higgins' campaigns has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, ma'am, or no difference?
Less like to vote for her.
Less likely? Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, ma'am. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, ma'am?
Less likely to vote for her.
All right. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right, ma'am. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer funding compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely to vote for her.
Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Much less likely.
Okay. Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, ma'am?
Much less likely to vote for her.
Okay. And since Eileen Higgins took off 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the U.S. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed income. Does it make you more or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely to vote for her.
Okay, ma'am. The last one for this section says, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Does it make you more or less likely to vote for her?
I think she's a crook. Therefore, I would say no. Don't want to vote for her.
Oh, would that say less likely or more likely? I'm sorry.
Very unlikely to vote for her.
Oh, much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay, ma'am, moving on quickly. We're almost done. Well, one last time, ma'am, I'm just going to ask you these two short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. I'll be quick. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Joe Carollo.
Okay, ma'am. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Miguel Solomon.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alci Leon?
Alfonso Alci Leon.
All right, ma'am. And I just want to know, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Doctorate.
Great, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your answers, ma'am. Thank you for your patience and time. Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.